Blog Talk Radio.
PM Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Coming up next, we have the new Sammy Hagar video, Give to Live.
No, not the old Sammy Hagar car scene.
Hey, I dig Hagar, let's watch it.
Test this one? Let's do it.
first time we got a gig west of the Mississippi River was back in about 1973. We got a gig out in Boulder, Colorado, man, and we left Champaign, Illinois in an old beat-up Chevy station wagon driving west. Drove through, got to St. Louis, still flatlands and cornfields, you know. Got through to Kansas City, still flatlands and cornfields. Hit the Colorado border, man, it was still flatland. And then all of a sudden, man, there they were, right in front of us, the Rocky Mountains, man, bigger size. Y'all know how it feels the first time you see them, doesn't it? Makes you want to get up to the top. Well, we started climbing because we wanted to get up there too, man. We were climbing and climbing. By the time we got up there, the sun was coming down. And the wind was coming up. And there was big old black storm clouds coming in from the west. Well, we knew we were in trouble, people. But we did what you've got to do when you're in trouble. And let it stick together. Keep each other warm. And always keep driving the star around. Come on now.
Yeah. Fucking storm out, you crazy motherfuckers. Well, you know, your life sucks so bad and you hate everything in life, but life just fucking carries on. But guess what? You fucked up even more. That's yours, bro. You fucked up even more. You tuned into Crazy Nation Radio. The hottest, baddest motherfucker on the planet's right here, right now. So anyway, kick back, enjoy this fucking song. I'm sorry about the fucking disruption, but hey, that's what we fucking do. We are nothing but disruption on this fucking station. So let's rock on.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. Falling next to another, we were young, and we would spring together songs unsung. It was the heat of the moment, telling me what I meant. The heat of the moment, holding your arms, and now you find yourself in 82. Let this go hard, but hold the job for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a cold like the dragon's wings. Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. Show them your eyes.
Tell you what, you know my computer's going fucking retarded and shit. It's been, you know, playing songs. See, it's out of fucking control like me. I'm out of fucking control. But anyway, did we lose Mikey? Okay. Okay. All right, that's fine if he wants to. I don't give a fuck. But I'm going to play this fucking song I've been trying to fucking play. And if I'm going to play it, then we'll get into the fucking the crazy fucking bullshit we do. All right, here we go. Goddamn, for the 25th fucking time. And you can sing along with this song. You know, watch the little white ball bouncing for you dumb motherfuckers who don't understand what lyrics are. So I'm going to crank it up for you, and we're going to party off this bad motherfucker.
There must be some misunderstanding. There must be some kind of mistake. I'm waiting in the rain for hours, and you were late.
So anyway, sing along, motherfuckers.
I catch you on the spike, you understand me. I'll let go. Well, I've been waiting. Give me a day. I thought that maybe
Buddy, what's going on? I'm back. I got a buddy of mine here, Key Man, bass player, bad motherfucker. You know, I don't know why the fuck this song started. This is fucking retarded. Yep. Did you feel alone this morning? Did you? Was you? That's the way it is. You're fucking shallow. Go buy a hooker. That's what you need to do. Sing along.
Didn't I hear you cry?
I don't remember the lyrics anymore of the song. What the fuck am I trying to do? Fuck me. Fuck it. Anyway, Firefall, they're way fucking back. Bubblegum days of fucking rock music, you know. So we took a chick out, got her drunk, and tried to do, you know, do what you do. Like with Mountain Dew and all that kind of shit. That's the way it is. But anyway, man, it's going to be one crazy fucked up tonight in this show. I see it coming now. I can't wait for the invasion. I've been threatened by motherfuckers and other radio shows coming jacking my shit over here, so just to get on with the bandwagon to be here with me. Ain't that crazy?
Oh.
Why do you want to be with me? Why y'all fucking with me, man? But that's cool, too. It's nice to have them all, but, you know. Anyway, man, me and Key here is going to get some shit together. We're going to put some music together and, you know, be like, so we'll let you know. We'll play some shit, record it, and bring it here to the studio so you can hear it. What real motherfuckers sound like when they play music. You know, there's a difference between wannabe motherfuckers and, you know, has-beens, too. So it's the way the business works. But we're going to get into, a little bit of something with this bullshit going on, of course, with Trump and everything like that. We'll get into it later on tonight. But, you know, Biden ain't going to make it, I don't think, the rest of the fucking year. I don't think he's going to make it. Yeah, he just ain't, you know. I mean, he's asked about the people in Maui and fucking, he said, I had no comment. Why would you fucking say that?
That's the people's choice.
But no, you're the president of the fucking United States, man. You know, why would you, you know what I'm saying? Why in the fuck
would you not have a comment?
Would you not say something? Like, you know, our hearts are out for these people. You know, we're doing everything we can. And then when FEMA asked for $800,000, asked for some money, they gave him $800,000. And I'm like, well, wait a fucking minute. Didn't we just give $50 billion to Ukraine? But we're going to give our own selves fucking nothing? That's the right. Kind of shit, man. That's the kind of fucking shit we're living in, man.
That's right and Biden.
Ain't that crazy? You're seeing, I mean.
But that's a part of the setup.
You know, being in the entertainment business, we see all kinds of shit. Mm-hmm. People don't fucking ever see.
Regular civilians have no clue.
Yeah, they don't. And then, you know, we write it. Put it out there,
mm-hmm.
And people don't get it. I mean, no. You know, it's not like I'm trying to be a messer. I'm an entertainer, like you. But the point is, you know, people don't understand. Listen to the fucking music, man. Watch some of these movies. These are people that are artists that well, nowadays everything's so fucking digital and fucking, you know, we're connected to the A. I mean, that's it. I mean, we're talking 1984 here, man. You know, we're Orwellian like a motherfucker. They're fucking locking everybody up. Everybody, you know, like, you know. You know, I talked about slavery and shit. You know, Lincoln freed the slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Did he? No, he didn't. Fuck no, he didn't. He made everybody slaves.
Yeah.
Every motherfucker. Brought them all in. If some fucking with that money. That's what got him killed.
Mm.
Then you have JFK got fucking killed fucking with the money. Don't fuck with the Federal Reserve. That's the gang. That's the mob. That's the real motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a private bank, and we're not members. That's a fucking fact, man. It's fucking nuts.
The same members they always have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in the blood. The blue blood chip, real.
Gosh.
I mean, you won't talk about fucking inbreeding. Fuck, bro.
That line.
These motherfuckers don't fuck around, you know?
Yeah, that bloodline. We can't even discuss that bloodline.
No, we can't. I mean, how could you understand being your grandpa's dad brother? You know? All in one, man. You know,
vampires.
Yeah, right, exactly. Ain't that some fucking shit?
Yep.
So, anyway.
Take that how you want.
Yeah, put that in your pipe and fucking smoke it. You know?
Smoke that.
Yeah, smoke that.
I promise you'll be high.
Yeah, oh my God. It's fucking nuts, man. But I don't, you know, a lot of people, it's come on, like Fox News, of course, and they hate Fox News, but they're coming out the fact about fucking Biden not going to make it through the rest of this presidency.
I mean, this is a major operation we're talking about here.
But I don't think he's in, I didn't think Biden was into it anyway.
Biden.
He's just a front man.
Biden thinks he's at Disney World.
Does he know where he is? That's the other question.
No, they're asking him questions about stuff he don't even know about. He's
right.
Like, no comment, because you don't know what the hell is.
You don't know what to respond to.
Yeah. I mean, how can you say something if you don't know?
Short-term memory, you know?
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
No
real
short-term memory.
Right. You know, but I seen the picture of him in Hawaii coming out, had the fucking, the whatever they put around your neck when you get to Hawaii, the flowers or whatever. This motherfucker got this big fucking Moroccan, Mohican fucking, you know, looks like a fucking Christmas Day fucking ornament on the fucking door reef. Yeah, it's big Christmas tree is what it looked like to me.
And then,
what the fuck is that guy? You're coming, your people have died. It's a national fucking tragedy. And you're like, don't give a fuck.
And then,
don't make no sense.
And then his partner, she meant Nick Harris. She like she got a freaking cinder block in her neck. But she, you know, you're talking about two puppets, man.
Yeah.
Two puppets, you know,
right.
Who it's like a joke to them.
It is.
When you look at them, it's like when you look at anything to do with that, it looks like you're looking at Saturday Night Live.
Right.
I swear. It looks like Jim Carrey going to come on the screen any second. It's like, it's unreal.
It is.
And it don't look real.
No.
It looks like a freaking show.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Well, that's why I said it's like a fucking living soap opera.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's why they come up reality TV, I think.
The stuff that they say and the stuff that they do, it's like I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Ain't it crazy?
And I'm not a...
You wouldn't think you would experience this in your world, your life, in your world long.
Not
this
in
magic
real
carpet,
life.
Right? Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, like on TV,
right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like life is a magic carpet ride. You don't know where the fuck it's going to these motherfuckers, but it's always them. Nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. You know, and I ask the question, how is it we have so many motherfuckers in prison in the United States and other countries that are communist? Communist countries torture, kill, rape, and pillage your fucking people, you know, but there ain't that many people in prison. But in the United States, we have more fuckers in there.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I did the research. It's about the money.
Yeah.
You know,
money and control.
And if it's a free country, why is those motherfuckers in prison? For stupid shit. That's against the Constitution. Victim damage or fraud, and they got none of that shit. But they suck people into these frauds. People give a signature and consent and don't even know they're doing it.
And then you got to...
And
know,
it's a trick bag game. It's a fucking trick bag game.
And you got to... Everyone got to focus on the AIs.
And oh, yeah, they're coming. That's coming quick.
Coming?
Well, I'd say in full blown.
Right now, we got so many doubles out here. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Most of the people you're looking at, you're looking at their copy.
Yeah.
You're not looking at them.
Well, yeah, but that's it. That was anyway back in 1933 when they made the birth certificate. They made a copy of you. That's that birth certificate is a copy of you.
Now they're making a copy of you. Literally.
Of your copy, probably. That's, you know, right, yeah.
Everybody.
Well, it's like they're saying anytime a phone solicitor calls, you don't say the word yes, you know?
And then, you know, with this, you know, this DNA testing and, you know, linking families.
Uh-huh.
All they're doing is taking your stuff. They're taking your
stuff. You're taking control.
Yeah, because you pissed them off in the wrong way, they can just dupe you.
Right.
And get
right.
rid of the real you.
Right.
And have the other one do what they really wanted you to do.
Right, right. Exactly. That seems to be the fucking deal, ain't it?
This is crazy.
I mean, every time we turn around, you know, we got to give away a fucking freedom for it to be protected. And here this motherfucker just got beat my ass. Where was the cop at?
Mm-hmm. Everything is backwards.
Exactly. Right. But it's for their favor.
Mm-hmm.
It's for, you know, their best fucking interest, their best fucking jive to go through this, man. Because they simply want your fucking money. They're going to tax you to fuck. Look at weed. Mm-hmm. Look at the price of weed now in the state of Missouri. You know, they just got through an election to vote in shit. That's the only thing that was on the fucking ballot.
Yeah.
You know, special election type of bullshit. But, I mean, the city wanted 3%, so did the county. But the state's already got it at 6, so that makes it 12, right? And we did the math on the show a couple nights ago. I did the math on this. You know, we were talking, you know, well, it's only, you know, 12 cents on a dollar.
Right.
But, okay, take $10 from ghetto. What do you come up with? $10. That's another dollar.
Yeah.
You're getting taxed another dollar just on $10 fucking dollars.
Yeah. Look at the banks.
Yeah.
Overdraft fees.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Can't wait. That fuck, you know, the federal, that fucking new shit from the Federal Reserve just came out, you know, that fucking FedNow system.
Mm-hmm.
20th of July, that bitch is cracked open.
You got to watch your banks, too. Now,
oh, closely.
Because what they're doing, too, is...
charging transaction fees. I caught mine doing that shit.
No, when you get overdraft fees, there is a limit that they're supposed to go to
right.
before you go over.
Right.
But what they're doing now is they're saying the hell with their limit.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can still get them overdraft fees,
they'll
go way past what your limits say
and right.
let you accumulate
right.
this, that.
Right.
They'll let it happen.
Because they're fucking you on percentage rate.
They'll let it happen 2-3 times.
Yeah, but
and
well.
Then you're looking, now they got.
Absolutely.
They charging you for what they paid for, and they're charging you like $100
extra
overdraft fees.
Right, yeah.
So that's where they're making their money.
Exactly. That's right.
And it's ridiculous. Oh,
and they're gambling with your money any fucking way. They're investing your money in shit they want to invest in.
Oh, man.
And it put the profit in their pocket and your money back. Don't make fucking like nothing ever happened.
That's why when certain people go to the banks one day, they're saying, and they're giving you all these excuses and, you know, telling you to come back in the next day.
Right,
or
right.
Days. That's when they
right.
put they have time to put that money back.
Right, right, right. Well, I had a buddy of mine just took out $20,000 not too long ago. And he goes, I had to fucking wait a week to get it. I said, ain't that crazy? But I said, don't worry about it, man. No more. You can do it all day long. Said, what do you mean? I said, fucking do it over your phone. And I said, think about it. We go into this shit, and how many motherfucking hackers are out there, man?
Oh,
they can wipe you the fuck out. And so you would not even exist anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? We don't even know who the fuck you are. What do you mean you try to apply for something? You are a fucking thought, motherfucker. That's all you are. You're gone. You were never documented. You know, that's how fast they can erase you.
But then
it comes down, here's the other part, bad, scary part about that shit is, if everything's controlled by the civil AI system, and plus you have to get a fucking digital ID to fucking get by it, and your system gets wiped, and you go to the fucking store and you can't fucking communicate with the AI system,
Whoa.
You can't buy no groceries, you can't do nothing.
Nope.
No gas, no fucking nothing, man. You're entirely fucking locked off from everything. You're going to starve to death. That's what the fuck you would do. You know, and it's crazy. But that's how insane they want to fucking be with this shit, because that's what they're doing.
Yes, we
do. I mean, if they weren't want to be insane, they wouldn't be doing it in the goddamn first place, you think, you know?
Right.
These motherfucking retards
they
are fucking
have no, man,
amazing.
These hungry, greedy bastards.
Absolutely.
Don't care about nobody but self.
Right.
And really, I mean, I have a different outlook on that. I feel like if you have it in you to do these manipulative things to other people, then you really don't really care about yourself.
Right.
Because everything that you're doing to somebody else is going to come back on you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no matter how you feel, you're getting away with
it. Right.
You're going to see it again. It might not happen to you. It might happen to your mother.
Right.
Or it might happen
somewhere,
to your,
but somewhere
your daughter,
connected to you.
And you're going to see it.
Yeah, right.
And you're going to reflect back on what you did.
Right.
Yeah.
right.
I'm telling you. I mean, yeah. I'm a witness to it.
Right. Right.
You know, and
yeah.
little M, it could be the smallest thing that you don't think nothing of.
Right.
And it might affect somebody in a different way.
Right.
You're going to feel that effect somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to come back. I'm telling you, when you least expect it.
Yeah.
It might be tomorrow. It might be next year. It might be 5 years.
Right.
But I promise you'll know.
Right. Yeah.
It's something that you did, and you're going to know what it is.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. That's karma's a bitch, man.
Oh, my
God. It fucking comes around.
So what they're doing with this country and how they're doing people, like they did them people in Maui, mm-hmm. you want to take them people property and then evicting the people now.
Well, what's up with that, too? And fuck, here's the other thing. Turn the fucking water off. Turn the fire. What the fuck does that?
You know who got all the property around there? Oprah.
Oprah? No shit.
Oprah was the first one down there giving out gifts and stuff.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, come on, man. I'm not one for rumors and stuff like that, but when you see certain things and you know what you know,
right,
and then you watch people's reactions on how they do things, and it's like everything just lines up. It just lines up.
Yeah.
How is your property right there,
mm-hmm.
and nothing happened to your property?
Right. Well, it's like fires in California. You ever notice that sometimes a house burned to the fucking foundation, but the house next door never got touched?
Yeah.
Ain't that crazy?
Yep.
No. You know, you're talking about laser fucking shooting system. Well, bang,
that's
don't,
what it is.
That's
what
they're
saying. They have, and then all the trees still standing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's fucking nuts, ain't it? That's fucking completely fucking insane.
That is strategic hit.
That's badass, though. That's badass.
It's
Hollywood, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Hollywood come to life. Fuck yeah. You know, wow. I just hope I ain't one of the motherfuckers hit by the fucking laser.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, I'm going to bring somebody on with sitting on the board, my buddy Gunslinger out of fucking Texas. This guy's he's another nutcase like the rest of us. Only problem, Gunslinger.
Nutcase.
He likes
nut
to carry guns a lot. He's really, this motherfucker's
like
girl. Terrible with a gun strapped his asshole, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Gunslinger, what the fuck are you doing, man?
I got a 357 Magnum asshole.
357 Magnum asshole, yeah. I mean,
yep.
You know what it costs to load that motherfucker?
Oh,
what's going on, man? Welcome to the nut.
Oh,
what happened to Mikey? Why did he run away?
He said he was tired or something.
He didn't say shit to me. So anyway, all right. Well, fuck him. He'll get over it. Anyway, but this is my friend Keyman, new neighbor down here in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he ain't new. He's been here a while, but we're working on getting some music shit together. He's a bass player and all that good shit. A little guy, so.
Well, you know what happened to the latest on Poopy Pants, right? You know, our comrade, shithead in chief, whatever.
Right.
You know, he's on vacation. You know, he's on vacation to.
He's been on
Lake
vacation
Tahoe.
Since he got here.
he stays on vacation. Ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah, right.
I think it's Lake Tahoe. Well,
right.
They had a airplane that ventured into that no-fly zone. You know, there's a no-fly zone over his ass. You know, always
right.
is.
Right.
And within four minutes, they had two armed F-16s and a Coast Guard chopper over that fucking place. Now, look back at 9-1-1, 9-11, when they sent them fucking jets over the other in a wild goose chase.
Right.
See something? That's strange here.
Yeah, right.
They can launch them motherfuckers and be on target within 4 minutes. But yet
right.
they launch them some, and they send them out over the goddamn ocean on a goose chase. A wild goose chase.
Oh, wow.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that tell
you? Well, 9-11 means, like I said, when that number 7 building went down, you couldn't fucking convince me any different. You can't. No, there ain't no fucking way, man. How could that third building go down like that and nothing hit it? You know? That's just way the fuck out there. That's just way too far-fetched.
No plane. I mean, planes,
yep.
they won't crash into a building. They won't go through a building.
No.
Like the way it appeared, there's no way a plane will go into a building. It will hit and explode on impact.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
It's going to boom right there.
Well, because the metal is lighter than the structure itself.
So how is it going to go into the building?
Injected, right. Well, that's why they were saying some pictures, so it looks like it had some type of fucking missile system underneath it.
You mean to tell me that was all done by Sturmeier?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You mean to tell me you don't believe the official story now? Shame on you.
No. Well, I'm tell you, when I seen it on TV, when it first happened, and I seen it on television, I was at home for some fucking weird reason. I seen it. I'm like, what the fuck? And, you know, I got all patriotic, whole nine fucking yards, and fucking, but as I'm walking out the door, mad as hell, the motherfucker in the world, I put, wait a minute, I got to go back. So I went back to the studio and watched it. I stayed watching this shit. Never took my eyes off it. Then I seen that building number 7 collapse. I'm like, wow, I didn't see a fucking nothing at that motherfucker. You know what I mean? And that right there, something right there clicked in my head. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. Something ain't right about this. Then you have that other plane that went down out in that field. There's no parts of it. You know, then, you know, we have whatever going by the Pentagon, which we never seen. We seen a flash of something. But, you know, that didn't do a bit of fucking good to justify it. They took all the cameras out of all the convenience stores across the fucking street from the fucking Pentagon. And anything else had a camera that picked up. Somebody has got a camera that actually picked up what was and they ain't fucking coming off it yet. You wait. Watch. Say 10 more years down the road, somebody will come out and fucking show the real footage of fucking what it's been.
Oh,
it
will.
Shit, you know?
Oh, yeah. They always do that.
And that's the Bush family. That's the Bush group, you know.
Yeah, Bush family. The truth will come out one day. It has to.
Yeah, we did a whole fucking war on a credit card.
Well, what's it called? They were subpoenaed for that. I don't know what happened.
Nothing. Man, don't you realize whatever? You know, look, I'm gonna tell you. Do you think I'm fucking crazy when I say this? But I claim that Jeffrey Epstein is still fucking alive.
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker.
Where is he?
That motherfucker is still there. Yeah, so
there's a lot of them are.
Yeah,
only certain ones, they had to kill.
Yeah, well, they had to make
because
it look right.
They, you know, certain things they knew and certain things.
Well,
that
look
they
who
did.
Jeffrey Epstein knows, man.
Yeah,
look who's his motherfucker knows. I mean, Jesus, he knows some pretty powerful motherfuckers. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And the shit came out. And he said all this shit on tape. They mentioned that shit. They got to add the drama. I mean, a lot of the stories you can't believe most of the shit you hear anymore. But you know. But
if you got money, you can get out of here.
Yeah, money. Like I said, there ain't no freedom. You got to pay for freedom.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, even with Michael, you know, Michael's still alive. Michael's with his kids every day.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out. He wears, you know, the same freaking disguises and shit that he used to wear back in the day when he was, you know, when he was young.
Right. Right. He had to kill the image.
Costumes.
Had to kill the image.
You know, dressed like his old doctor and all kinds of stuff, man. Just he can never perform again. He can never perform or never be seen as Michael Jackson ever again.
Right.
But he can live as long as he lives in his little world.
Right. Yeah.
That's it. You know.
I mean, he's ended up change the fucking wouldn't matter. You know, or did. They said he was broke up. No, he.
That's why his family. Why you think his family never comes out and say anything about Michael? Michael was huge. But you never hear his family coming out talking about him, because they, you know, he was at his own freaking funeral, man. He was sitting 3 rows from his casket. That's why when his sister and them were hugging and acting like they were crying, they were laughing.
Uh-huh.
Because they knew that brother was 3 seats from his casket.
Yeah. Why not?
It's a lot of stuff that...
Yeah.
That
you just you can't believe it. You just can't. They just want to give you what they want you to believe.
Right.
It's like
they say they have evidence, I don't know, but they said that old Poopy Pants Biden died a couple of years ago, and it's just his double. I've heard that.
No shit.
I would be a bit surprised, okay? That old fucking fart, are you kidding me? He's got dementia or Alzheimer's.
There again, there's another amazing fucking marvel of fucking magic in the world that I call it. This motherfucker won the presidency in the first place. Out of his motherfucking basement. And, you know, COVID-19. Oh, speaking of, it's election time. There's another disease coming.
Oh, yeah.
You hear about that shit? Yeah, new COVID, COVID-2. No, you know,
oh, it's coming back.
Brought
it's
to you by
coming
fucking
back.
DuPont.
Oh.
Monsanto motherfuckers.
Run.
I mean,
run. It's coming back.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah, election time's coming. Another year, we got a fucking election to choose president. I guess Biden will win again, but you know, fucking. Well, I'm wanting to place some money on a bet that Kamala's going to be the president before it's all over. Kamala Harris is going to be the president of the United fucking States. She's going to be the first woman.
If something doesn't happen within the next year.
I'm telling you, before this year's over. I mean, for the next president at some point in time.
When Biden dies.
Now, I'm not saying he's going to die. I'm not saying that. You don't know when nobody died, but I mean.
I don't either, but I just feel like.
But I just think his mental capacity is fucking short-circuiting. He's covering it up, man.
Fuck.
You know that. I mean, he never answers questions.
Yeah,
It's too fucking weird, man.
You have to understand that these people are not moral, outstanding, go to church every fucking Sunday people.
Uh-huh.
They are immoral, they are demonic, they're evil, and they're vile. I mean, come on. His daughter didn't want to take showers until late because daddy was joining her at 11 or 12 years old. Really? These people need to be executed. They need to be eliminated from the face of this earth.
Right.
It's just like them damn Muslims, okay? Them ragheads. Look at what they do. It's okay to have fucking sex with five-year-old children. Stick it down their throat, stick it in their cunt, or stick it up their asshole. It'll be fine for them.
Yeah.
If you don't think that them sick, evil, demonic fucking things, they're not human, they can't be human, but even animals wouldn't do that kind of shit in the animal kingdom. They need to be eliminated from the face of the earth because they're that evil.
The thing is, if we were living there, if we were born there, we'd be doing the same fucking thing.
They're only doing what they've seen the whole life.
Right. They've been programmed growing up. We've been programmed all our fucking lives and never knew it. Because you don't know. I mean, you don't know. No point in knowledge is knowing.
It doesn't matter if you're born into it. You're eventually going to grow a little bit. You're going to stop becoming a child. And you're going to start to being a teenager, and then wait a minute,
you've grown up gunslinger, watching this shit happen.
Right, and the thing
so it becomes normal to you, man.
Some will recognize.
Yeah, some will wake up.
They'll wake up and say, "Hey, this ain't right."
Right, yeah.
But then you have a lot of them that they're so far in.
Yeah.
They're so deep-rooted.
The majority of them.
So they don't understand what's wrong and what's right. They don't get it. It's like they just don't get it because what they've been taught for so long, and they've seen so long, it's like that's all they've seen. So they think, I guess this is right, because this is all I've seen.
Right, exactly.
They'll never
like
see the truth.
Country where you kidnap your fucking wife. You just go snatch some bitch off the street, you know what I'm saying?
That's
your wife,
problem.
That's the way the fuck it is. That's it?
They
will take what you see. I mean, that'd be kind of cool, I think. That'd be kind of cool. Pick one of them. That'd be cool by buying shoes,
I've said it before. They would never.
I'm going to go uptown and pick me up a bitch.
Never see the truth.
I'm sorry, gunslinger. I couldn't help it. It was just there, man. I had to pull it out. You know what I'm saying? You know, I wonder if you can take them back. Send them back. Fucking say Amazon, I want some up. Send me a goddamn shirt label, motherfucker. Yeah,
that's right.
Pick up. Fucking right. Yeah, fuck these motherfuckers. Yeah, I mean, that'd be funny. Well, fuck, they got them robotic women, man. About $5,000, you get you on the bad motherfuckers. They're bad motherfuckers too, man.
Low maintenance.
Yeah, fuck. Only thing you gotta do is have a USB port to charge.
Yeah, just program it like you want.
I wonder how you handle an argument with that motherfucker.
I won't mind like Britney Spears. Okay.
Oh God, of course that's crazy.
That's right. a program, yeah, where you can program it now.
You better shut up or I'm going to hold you.
Yeah.
Your mama was a microwave.
Wet your hands, wet up your computer.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's
fuck
right.
If you drive. Oh, God.
Like a hard drive. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's the deal. You know, it's just funny
back
as hell. The way the world is.
But again, back to those people, there is these are just one single group of evil fucking people that's in this world. Okay?
Right.
I mean, just around you. Just look around you at the fucking, the idiots, the things that these people believe is absolutely mind-boggling. Okay?
Right.
You're an infidel. You're the one that they want to kill. Go look up in their Holy Quran bullshit. Okay? They want to kill you unless you convert over to Muslimville. Okay?
Right.
So you tell me. And it goes back through history, too. Catholics are the same goddamn way, Catholicism. Okay?
Right.
They're the same way. They've been doing this. They've been fucking people for goddamn centuries.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Huh? Shit. Yeah, remember the Catholic religion, them motherfuckers sold you fucking, they sold you tickets to get to heaven. People would buy them.
Yeah.
You know, King gave his whole kingdom and all his gold and everything to this shit. They were some dirty motherfuckers. That's where Jim Baker learned it, instead of Jimmy Swaggart and all the other motherfuckers. Jimmy Swaggart was my motherfucker, though. I mean, Jimmy Swaggart, that motherfucker, he's on TV crying, God forgive me, I didn't mean to pick up that prostitute. I don't know what the devil, how he got a hold of me and all that shit. And people came back to him the first time. Then the sorry motherfucker did it again. Yeah, popped again outside the Jesus Lord crying like a bitch. I mean, Jimmy, quit it. Give it to fucking. You're done, motherfucker. You're old fucking horn dog. You're counting people on money and you fucked up. That's all.
He's back now.
Yeah,
he's back.
No,
yeah,
listen.
Jim Baker goes to prison looking at fucking about 80 years originally and got out on fucking some fucking gay bullshit reason. And, he's in Crane, Missouri. He's right down the fucking road from us here. That motherfucker's in Crane, Missouri. Studio and all.
Listen.
In Neverland. Where the fuck is all this? Morningside. All this big fucking condos and shit they built. Some contractor built for this motherfucker.
Another one of the big fucking lies that have ever been perpetrated on mankind. It's like
right.
The Jews are the chosen people. No,
right.
They're not.
Right.
There's a fucking sacrifice, fucking, for God's sakes.
Right.
And you're telling me they're the chosen people? Really?
Right.
Holy
well, hey, man. Hey, Gun, he's got a rock out of here,
crop.
Man. But anyway,
you know,
thanks for coming hanging out with me a while, man. You know, come out sometime.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, do it again, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep, it's crazy. Man. He's going to bolt out of here. So I'll still do what I do, and we'll probably go into what fuck God knows the time of the hour of the night. That's how it goes.
Yep. Hey, y'all rocking on, man.
Well, Key, brother, thanks for coming out with me.
Talking and teaching, man.
Like I said, that's it, brother. It's got to be done until they stop me.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know, I tell people, you know, it used to be before, like, Blog Talk Radio and all the other formats. I'm on, like, two formats, but the thing is, the shows have dropped dramatically compared to what it used to be, like, 10 years ago. 10 years ago, this motherfucker format would rock 24 hours a motherfucking day. Now it's down to a very low, minimal amount of fucking shows. I mean, most of them are all religion, you know.
Right.
You know,
right.
Let's get some false believers in here. Get some dumb motherfucker to believe me. Tell them these bullshit stories to give me their fucking money.
Get the people who don't know that they don't know that they don't know.
You know, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about just becoming strictly religious. You know,
religion is all man-made.
I know, right. Why not? And it's free. You know, if I could get a 501c, you ain't got to pay taxes no more. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Just tell people some bullshit story. And then spend that money, pimp it out, buy your fucking jet, all the gold you want on it, whatever the fuck you want. Live like a goddamn king off these stupid motherfuckers' money. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And you get it for tax-free. Why not? You just got to make sure you get, you know, you're paying like fucking $3 a sheet for fucking copy paper. You know, you got to...
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you
hire a bunch of people that you can perform miracles on, and all of a sudden, they walk. Look, they walk.
Yeah, like that. Benny Hinn, I love that motherfucker. That guy cracks me the fucking white hair. He's from fucking India or somewhere. I will help you. I will heal you, motherfucker. Man, fuck you, motherfucker. Give me a chili dog and a fucking icy, bitch.
Damn right. Jeez.
Yeah, give me a pack of Juicy Fruit, too, man. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I want a soft pretzel, too, motherfucker. Yeah. Thank you. Come again. Fuck off.
If that motherfucker could really do that, they would be praising him the world fucking over. Okay, but they're not.
But people buy into that shit. They do. I don't get it. My mom was one. She was a victim of that shit. And, you know, having me for a son is not a good thing.
It's like the real people, they don't do it that way. That's not the way it's done.
Right.
The real people have special gifts. And they, and it's special in how they share those gifts.
Uh-huh.
It's like people like that, they got other things going on.
Right.
You know, it's like, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing this and God has me doing this.
Right.
But if you're doing something that God really has you doing, mm-hmm. you don't have to say it. It's just, it's seen.
Right.
And
right.
It's a fact. Because things that happen is factual.
Right.
Certain things that they do, you can tell that it is not factual.
Right.
Not saying that miracles cannot happen.
Right.
But it's something about the way they do it.
Right.
And the mannerisms and the words that they say and how it's an attention drawer.
Yeah, right, right.
If you're doing something of God, you're not trying to attract attention to you.
Like trick bait, yeah.
Right. You're just doing the will of God and keeping going. People are going to see you anyway without you saying, see me?
Yeah.
What's that motherfucker's name, that guy that convinced all those people to drink that poison Kool-Aid? Jim Jones?
Jim Jones.
Those people, they just fell, just oh my God, you're the, yes. Killed them.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you about that deal. Well, my actual feeling of that is I'm two-sided on it. I have to be. One, it's a terrible thing. The children shouldn't have went. That, you know, that was the saddest part of the children. No. They didn't know. They didn't know. Mm-hmm. But there again, the older adults that did it, and, you know, you followed the motherfucker.
They deserve
it. It's your own fucking fault.
They deserve
it. You know, really, it is.
They deserve it.
They let a sick motherfucker like they control you in the head.
And then the people he had controlling to enforce it. That's the one he really had an effect on them, because they were literally shooting people that was trying to get away.
Right.
They were hunting people down and killing them.
Right. Yeah.
Because killing they were trying to get away from this crazy bastard.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, so you know, people first started drinking that shit, they see them drop falling out like that. Motherfucker, I might drink that shit. Fuck you, man. Yeah,
I ain't drinking that shit, man.
I would have not, before I seen anybody fall out, I wasn't drinking it.
Yeah,
I already know
something's up.
The pressure's on, and this dude is freaking out. He's sweating. He's sweating eight balls.
Right. Yeah.
Well, here's another false prophet. Is what's his name down there, Waco, Texas? That debacle.
Oh, Koresh.
David Koresh.
Yeah. David Koresh.
Yeah. I think the federal government did fuck him over. You know,
I
think that was a government fuckover deal.
He was a crazy one, but, you know.
He wasn't that
over.
Far gone.
Yeah,
for that.
He was
I ain't giving up nothing. We just going to all burn up.
Yeah.
Was it a total nutcase? He wasn't a total nutcase, but he was a nutcase.
I've
been down.
Be cool.
All
right. Yeah, let's go. All right. Sounds good. Holler at me.
Boy.
All right, brother.
I'll get straight tomorrow.
Yeah, it's cool. All right.
Get us through the night.
All right, Kez.
All right, brother.
All right, man. I'll see you later.
The advanced thing I'll say.
All right. Yanni, since good night, man. All right. So, I just disconnected some of my shit.
Here's another fucking cult, if you want to get an example of that. These nutballs that think that the fucking earth is flat.
The earth is
flat.
There's
another fucking... No, it's not. You know that isn't what I was about to. Why do you think the flat earth theory has a global headquarters? Global, get it? Round? Yeah, right. Maybe it matches Ron's brain. Flat? That's a thought.
Yeah. Why did I lose a channel on my headphones? What the hell? I just replaced a set of headphones last week, and now these are fucking up. Hang on a second, Gunslinger.
Made in China. Made in China. That's where they were made. Made in China. I know. So, yeah. All these cults, all this bullshit is just it's bullshit. And people eat it up. Oh, my God, they eat it up. Jesus.
All right, man. Sorry about that. All right. Why do I sound so loud and proud? Turn back me down, that gain down a little bit, y'all. Yeah, man. Wow. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Crazy fucking world we live in. It just gets crazier every day, too. You notice that?
It does. It gets crazier every goddamn day. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it's supposed to
Did
cool
you see
down, that? Gunslinger. Oh, go ahead, man. I didn't mean to walk
on that. It's still 93 out, but it's the right. Cool front, cold front coming tomorrow night. Oh, I'm going to celebrate. Jeez.
I'm telling you.
I don't know.
Yeah, Jesus.
I don't know if you've seen that clip that I put in the corner about that attempted break-in at an apartment complex. Okay. So look at that. This motherfucker, the guy was home. There was two idiots that were trying to kick his fucking door in, and he just opened up 14 fucking rounds through the door. Looked like a goddamn war zone. Fucking bullets bouncing off the other wall over there. And this is up there in Dallas. I mean,
no shit.
Insanity. Go look at that. Go look at the fucking video. He got it on his ring cam.
Okay?
No shit. They were trying to kick in the fucking door, and they thought he wasn't there because he was talking through his phone through that ring cam thing, and he was actually there. And when they came back a few minutes later, both one of them had fucking had a handgun, and they started kicking, trying to kick the door in. Boy, he just bow, 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 right through the goddamn
Did
door.
You put this in Corey said?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see.
I don't see nothing.
Oh, let's see. Fighter jets. Oh, no. Where's it?
I see fighter jets and
fighter jets.
I see Mark and I see Mike and then me. That's all I see.
Bro. Thing.
Sorry about all the noise, but I'm a noisy person.
Oh shit! Oh, there it is. It's up there. Where it says this is what goes on in Dallas, Texas. With his arm tugged. Bust down a that was like Thursday. Of course I can put it in there and blow it down.
Okay.
I'll repost it right to the action. Hang on. I just reposted it right now. There it is right there. That's just there.
Okay. Armed thugs try to burst down apartment door until a Texas man pulled out his gun.
Yep.
You
That's
dumbest fuckers.
Yep. Man, watch that fucking video. It's like a hell of fucking bullets coming through that goddamn door. Bouncing off the other fucking wall right across the hallway, the apartment hallway. I mean, these motherfuckers getting bold, let me tell you. They getting bold. Jesus Christ. But they won't limit you to 8 to 10 rounds in your fucking gun. Fuck you. These people are crazy. I think they want you to get killed. Yeah, you only got 8 bullets in your fucking shit in your gun? Fuck that shit. I'm glad I got this goddamn 9mm now. It's like I got 17 and one hot in the thin chamber. So 18 rounds. Two mags with 17 each. So to what I'm carrying, 46 rounds. Because of shit like that. Holy Toledo. Man, wow. I couldn't believe it. But when you, that's your big cities for you. That's what goes on in these big cities. It really is. And they'll try anything. They'll pose as anything. This guy's supposed to pose as a maintenance worker. Maintenance man for the apartment. That's a hill of bullets, let me tell you.
Wow, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Jeez. The only bad thing about it is the motherfucker didn't get both of them with toe tags going to the
mall. Right. Okay? Yeah, right.
These people like that needs to be eliminated. Okay?
Well, that's,
because
you know,
you're never going to change these people. They're criminals. Why do you think they're called criminals? Gee whiz.
You know why you don't see that much in rural areas? You ever notice that, gunslinger? You don't see much kind of activity like that in rural areas? No, because most of the people in rural areas have guns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and
what's you know. The last thing I'm going to do is go out in the middle of the fucking woods and go fuck with somebody's house.
Yeah, right in the middle of daytime, too.
Yeah, right.
But according to the FBI, the female body inspectors, home invasions, even in rural areas, is on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high in the past, well, forever, I guess. Okay,
right.
And it's rising because these thugs, these scumbags, are starting to branch out. Okay.
Well, they're coming across the border. For one thing, there's a lot of them bringing over that.
That's right. Drug cartels, criminals, you know, thugs.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Why not?
Right. You know, I mean fuck,
did you see all them bullets flying through that fucking door?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was cool. Jeez. Yeah, fuck, you know.
Yeah, that was great.
It's just the way it is, man.
Yeah, I know. But it's getting worse, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
You didn't see this.
Look at the economy. Look at your fucking economy, man.
Yeah. You didn't see this shit 20 years ago. You didn't see
no.
this shit 30 years ago. You know, when I was growing up, we used to leave the doors unlocked. We used to leave the keys and vehicles. No, we knew the neighbors. I mean, it was peaceful.
Used to.
I had me a goddamn shotgun when I was in high school from my freshman year all the way when I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
They had rednecks in their truck. They had rifles and shotguns. The fucking principal, the teacher knew about it. The fucking police knew about it. No problem. Not a goddamn problem. You do that now? Oh, my God. You'd have 10 SWAT teams down on your ass.
Oh, yeah.
In a matter of minutes. Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you can't do the things, you know, just 20 years ago, gunslinger, everything went to a fucking flip.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
And it kept adding on. They keep adding on laws on top of laws on top of laws on top of laws on top of laws. They keep fucking coming, man. They're nonstop rock, you know, commercial free.
It's not been 10 centuries ago. It's only been fucking 20 years. That's not that long, really.
Yeah, that's
in
what
the
I'm saying,
overall
about 20
picture.
Fucking years, man. Hell of a difference,
years,
you know. I mean, God damn.
Man. It's going to get so bad eventually, they're going to come out there where you are, down in the sticks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what it's coming to. That's what it's coming to.
I mean, I see a lot of immigrant people in Branson, you know, Missouri, you know, which is, you know, a little ways away from me. But, you know, I've seen a lot of it, man. You know, when you go into Walmart anymore, you're going to run into about 4 or 5 groups of fuckers, you know what I mean?
And they can't speak a lick of fucking English.
This is in fucking Branson, Missouri.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking nation's number one family fucking vacation. That's the nation.
Bring your mother, your grandmother, and all this shit up.
Right. Yeah, come see the old fucking music and shit and shows and what have you.
Isn't St. Louis up there, too? That's Missouri, yeah.
Well, not too far away.
Look, Yeah, look at the fucking shit that goes on in that goddamn shithole. Fuck me.
Yeah, it's crazy,
it's a
too.
War zone. Literally a war zone. Man. Never thought I'd see the day. Fuck me.
Mm-mm.
Never thought I'd see it. Sickening, too.
Yeah.
And people allow this shit to go on, and they, you know, they allow this shit to go on. They allow, you know, well, master government, can I please carry a, can I please, pretty please, with fucking goddamn brown sugar on it? Fuck
yeah, damn. can I have your permission to do whatever I want to do? You know, all that kind of shit.
You know, gee whiz, wow.
Well, this clip came out of the, right? I want to check a clip out, Gunn, but go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that I looked it up and I didn't know this, but you know Washington, D.C., the Sivas?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a District of Columbia, I guess. Do you know there's no sheriffs in the entire state?
No, it's a different country.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, the District of Columbia, that's a fucking, Washington, D.C. is a country of its own.
Yeah,
that's a country.
There's
of
no
adult.
Sheriff.
No.
No wonder they can get away with that. There's no sheriffs up there.
Uh-uh.
I never knew that. I didn't.
Even though we're supposed to be the owners of it, the country, we're supposed to own it. It's all fucking retarded, Gunslinger. Right.
It is.
Yep, it is. Anyway, I want to flip this clip, bro, real quick. This picture, Stockton explains exclusive bribery claims against Joe and Hunter Biden. It just came out 4 hours ago. I want to see if they found some more new shit. All right, let me play this clip real quick and get back to it.
Reach me. Pro One Nation exclusive. Watch. Why were you fired from your position by President Poroshenko?
I have said repeatedly in my previous interviews that Poroshenko fired me at the insistence of the then Vice President Biden because I was investigating Burisma.
So did President Poroshenko tell you that? That he wanted you to stay on the job, but there was pressure from Vice President Biden?
You understood me correctly. This is how it was. There were no complaints whatsoever, no problems with how I was performing at my job. But because pressure was repeatedly put on President Poroshenko, that is what ended up in him firing me.
What are your thoughts when you saw the tape of Vice President Biden speaking to the Council on Foreign Relations saying you had 6 hours to fire you or you're not going to get the $1 billion?
Not only the position of President Poroshenko, the office of President Poroshenko was humiliated, but the entire country of Ukraine was humiliated. And I developed a very firm understanding of the fact that the Vice President was only acting in his own interests. He, generally speaking, handled Ukraine like it was his own backyard. He would put people that were suitable for him. He would arrange for them to be put in certain positions.
Why were you looking into Burisma?
The reason I oversaw the Burisma case was because I was the prosecutor general. Burisma was an ordinary case. There wasn't anything particularly different about it. The reason that I was handling it was because it deserved a special mention. It was on a list of cases to merit special attention because Hunter Biden was involved with Burisma, and of course his father, the Vice President Biden at the time, oversaw Ukraine affairs for the White House. This is why.
Understood. Do you believe they were up to no good? Were they up to doing something corrupt with Burisma? Was the company of Burisma corrupt, as been alleged, which since has been disbanded?
I have no doubt that there were illegal activities engaged in by Burisma. As a matter of fact, the criminal case had been started before me. It continued to expand, and Zlochevsky, who at the time held the post of minister and was the founder and CEO of Burisma, started bringing in people who could provide protection for him. Hunter Biden was among them. and the corruption network expanded as a result. So, yes, to answer your question, there's no doubt in my mind that Burisma was engaged in illegal activities.
Devin Archer said you were a threat to Burisma. Do you agree?
No. But go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Why? Because you were going to find out what they were up to?
Because he understood, and so did Vice President Biden, that had I continued to oversee the Burisma investigation, we would have found the facts about the corrupt activities that they were engaging in that included both Hunter Biden and Devin Archer and others.
What corrupt activities did you suspect they were engaged in?
It will take half a day for me to discuss every single count, but I can say that Burisma illegally produced, sold, and utilized gas. Plochesky, the founder of Burisma, recently made a plea deal with the prosecution in a case where he was accused of giving a $6 million bribe, which is the kind of money that you don't just give away if you're not really engaging in anything illegal. So his plea deal was to cover up a $6 million bribe that he gave earlier.
Do you believe that Joe Biden or Hunter Biden got bribes?
I do not want to deal in unproven facts, but my firm personal conviction is that, yes, this was the case. They were being bribed. The fact that Joe Biden gave away $1 billion in U.S. Money in exchange for my dismissal, my firing, isn't that alone a case of corruption?
The New York Times writes, on this year's offense, Shokin became a symbol of Ukraine's deeply ingrained culture of corruption. Wall Street Journal, something similar. Washington Post, something similar. What do you say to people who say it's you that are corrupt and that Joe Biden did the right thing making sure you were fired?
I would appreciate if any of these highly respectable publications could come up with a single instance or a single example of my personal corruption or any offense whatsoever allegedly committed by me.
Why don't you sue then? Why don't you sue these publications for defamation?
I would gladly do that, but suing somebody costs money, and I simply don't have the money to do that because I'm a retiree and my monthly pension constitutes the equivalent of $800.
Has this damaged America's reputation in Ukraine?
There is no doubt that his actions have damaged the U.S. reputation in Ukraine. It is public knowledge. Everybody knows that it was because of Joe Biden's actions that Russia was able to claim Crimea without firing a single shot, which, of course, eventually led to a full-scale war that is currently underway. And I do talk about this in my book. But yes, the damage has been done, definitely. I have long been concerned about my personal safety and security. I've already died technically twice as I was poisoned with mercury.
Viktor Shokin, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Look forward to reading your book. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey.
Well, that was the prosecutor that old fucking Biden got kicked out the fuck out. Yeah. That's crazy.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Anyway, hey, I found that Dollar General clip. I'm going to play this real quick. Check it out.
Our mayor, city leaders, to share the heartbreaking news that Jacksonville has suffered the loss of three precious lives at the hands of an active shooter. This afternoon, a little after 1 p.m., an individual we have not yet officially identified entered a Dollar Tree in the Newtown area of Jacksonville, outfitted with a tactical vest, armed with an AR-style rifle, and a handgun. Then the shooter killed three people before turning the gun on himself, taking his own life. Other than the three individuals killed and the shooter himself, there are no additional people who suffered gunshot wounds. We are not identifying the deceased victims at this time, but I can tell you that there are two male victims and one female victim. All of the deceased victims are black. Multiple units from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office responded to this active shooter scene, as did members of Jacksonville Fire Rescue, our mayor, and city leaders. We are still in the very early stages of this investigation, so there's a lot of information that we don't know at this time. I will share with you the information that I have been able to verify. The shooter was believed to have resided in Clay County with his parents. He was involved in a 2016 domestic call in Clay County with no arrest. In 2017, he did have a Baker Act. We know that at 11:39 a.m. today, Sheriff Cook gave us information that he left Clay County, headed to Jacksonville. At 1:18 p.m., he texted his father and told his father to check his computer. At 1:53 p.m., the shooter's family members called the Clay County Sheriff's Office. By that time, he had already begun shooting in Jacksonville. The Clay County Sheriff's Office, who has been assisting our agency with this investigation, received information after the shooting that the shooter had authored several manifestos, one to his parents, one to the media, and one to federal agents. Portions of these manifestos detailed the shooter's disgusting ideology of hate. Plainly put, this shooting was racially motivated, and he hated black people. He wanted to kill. That's the one and only time I'll use that word. I want to be very clear that there is absolutely the shooter is part of any large group. We know that he acted completely alone. If you take a look at the images on the screen, you'll be able to see what he utilized. The weapons that the shooter used today are a Glock and an AR-15 style rifle. This is a dark day in Jacksonville's history. Any loss of life is tragic, but the hate that motivated the shooter's killing spree adds an additional layer of heartbreak. There's no place for hate in our community, and this is not Jacksonville. As a member of this Jacksonville community, I am sickened by this cowardly shooter's personal ideology of hate. Homicide detectives are actively investigating this tragedy, and despite the fact that the shooter is dead, they will continue to investigate this until we have a complete understanding of what happened and even why he did it. Our Jacksonville community collectively cries tonight to the victims and victims' families. Our thoughts and prayers are with you now and will remain with you. Please know that in the face of this tragedy, this agency and our city stands with you. We stand united and resolved in our commitment to accountability. We stand united with each other. Those who have personally suffered loss and those who have been touched by this tragedy, we are with you. We stand united and resolved against all forms of hate. And at this time, I'll take any questions that I can.
Sheriff Waters, did the sheriff's office consider this a mass shooting, and why or why not?
Yes, it's a mass shooting. It's an active shooting. Whatever you want to label it, it's a shooting that should not have happened under any circumstances. I don't think names of the shooting really matter. What matters is three people lost their life today.
Sheriff, there are reports that the suspect may have been seen on Edward Washington Percy at first and then made his way down the road. Can you confirm that? It was the plan to maybe start to go there?
I can't tell you what his mindset was while he was there, but he did go there. He did put his vest on and a mask on and then went directly to Dollar General.
Sheriff, did Edward Waters University catch the incident on camera, on their camera?
That's still part of our investigative process.
How does the community of the sheriff's office, everything see side by side, how do you go about healing that process to know that those type of ideologies still exist today? And you said not Jacksonville, but I mean, obviously, in this situation, there's plenty in the metro area, there's still people who have those thoughts.
Well, you see us standing here together, right? So none of that, that's an outlier. That doesn't represent who we are as a city and who we are as a people, right? Our mayor's here. Our political leaders from all over the city are here. And it shows where we stand and how we believe as a community. No, politics aside, none of that matters. What matters is who we are as a community. We stand together as a community. We live together as a community. We fight together as a community. And when someone comes into our city and does this, we're not going to stand for it, and we don't accept it. So we're always going to fight against it.
Mayor, you were out of the scene. Your thoughts about this as you stood among the community?
I'm gonna take this off, Sheriff, because they're not going to see me behind there. I'm sorry, Dan. Well, I'm heartbroken, obviously. This is a community that has suffered again and again. So many times, this is where we end up. And there were so many people out today, obviously grieving, upset. It's just something that should not and must not continue to happen in our community. It's too often the same folks. And this type of hate, you know, this type of, you see the swastika is on the gun. We must do everything that we can. We must do everything that we can to dissuade this type of hate. And so, I can't even begin to tell you how frustrating this is for all of us, because we've seen it too much. We've seen it too much. And this, as you know, was the anniversary of when we had the shooting at the landing. And I believe that was also indicated in the manifesto, that he was aware of that and perhaps chose this date in alignment with that. So there's a lot here, but as the sheriff said, this was a hate-filled crime. And we just shouldn't have that kind of hate in Jacksonville.
So that's still under investigation also. And before we go any further, I want to give Sherry Unks, the SAC for our local FBI, an opportunity to address you all about a few things. Sherry.
Thank you, Sheriff Waters. First, on behalf of the entire FBI, I want to express my deepest sympathies to the loved ones of those innocent souls that we lost in today's attack. No life should ever be lost to this kind of violence, and our thoughts are with the families tonight after this tragic event. Immediately upon learning about the shooting, FBI agents rushed to the scene to assist our partners at JSO. As we speak, members of our evidence response team and our investigative specialists continue to work alongside JSO to ensure every FBI resource is brought to bear to aid in this investigation. I have committed to Sheriff Waters that our assistance will continue for as long as necessary. In addition, FBI Jacksonville is coordinating with the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Florida. We have opened a federal civil rights investigation, and we will pursue this incident as a hate crime. Hate crimes are always and will always remain a top priority for the FBI, because they are not only attack on a victim, they are also meant to threaten and intimidate an entire community. Everyone has a right to feel safe in their communities and in their homes, and I assure you, the FBI will bring every resource we have to bear to bring justice to the families of those innocent lives we lost today. Thank you. I'll turn it back over to Sheriff Waters.
Sheriff Mayor, did you also mention the swastikas were found on the guns?
You saw the pictures of the guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he own both those guns, or were those parents' guns?
No, those were not his parents' guns. I can't say that he owned them, but I know his parents did. His parents didn't want them in their house.
Did he legally purchase those guns?
From what we can tell, we don't know yet. That's still a deep part of the investigation we have to get into.
Did he ever have the guns taken away?
Again, that's something we can't get into because we don't know yet. I wanted to get out here. I want to tell you as much as we could right now so that our community will know, one, that there's no danger, no further danger. And two, I want to be as transparent as possible. I want to let you know exactly what his intentions were, because there's no reason not to tell our community what went on. And I think that's important for people to know.
There was also a shooting at a White Sox game last night. There was a shooting earlier this morning in Boston. Obviously, we have the Jags tonight. I mean, is there going to be any sort of extra precautions for in the near future for those type of big events?
Jags games and events are very well covered, and one thing has absolutely nothing to do with the other. This was quite frankly, a maniac who decided he wanted to take lives.
Was this a targeted crime, Sheriff, or did he just pick a community and it was opportunity?
No, he targeted a certain group of people, and that's black people. That's what he said he wanted to kill, and that's very clear. And I don't know that the targets were specific, but I know that any member of that race at that time was in danger.
Sheriff,
of the black race. Any other questions?
Sheriff Waters, I was going to ask, is there any reason why your office is not identifying him yet? Can you clarify why not?
Yeah, I'd love to identify him, but we're not identifying him because we don't have a positive identification. It's very important for us as an agency to make sure that we have an official positive ID. When a person is deceased in Jacksonville, that body is in the custody of the medical examiner's office. So we have to wait until we can make a positive ID. Once we do that, then I'll tell you exactly who he is.
Jumping off that real quick, can you give
it
like an age range?
He's
living with parents?
Early 20s. White male. Thank you.
One more question. Was it Dollar Tree or Dollar General?
Dollar General. All right. Thank you.
Okay. That was interesting, wasn't it? Wow.
Interesting.
On June 24th, 2023.
My computer has took on a mind of its own. I have 28 minutes left on my show, Ron Rec. If you want to sneak call into my show using call, I don't know. I can try. I don't see how I can. Am I guest / co-host? I don't know. I don't know, Lori. You got me, sweetie. But I'm going to bail anyway. I mean, I'm 20 minutes. My show's over, so I'll probably bail out, but I'm taking a look here.
What I was saying about that is, you know, if that was a black person and three white victims, you wouldn't hear about it. You wouldn't hear about
right.
it.
Right.
Guarantee you wouldn't hear about it. So you see the hypocritical there? Hypocrisy?
Right. Right. Exactly.
Well,
let me see.
And I guarantee
Laurie
you
wants
this
me to connect
year,
to her show. I'm trying to figure out how the fuck did I do that before? Connect to her show.
You can conference Skype, can't you? Conference call. Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Well, I'm on this system. Let me see.
Not sure.
I'm not either. I don't get it. I've done it before. I can't remember how the fuck I did it, though. Well, I'm stoned. I don't know shit.
You know, I guarantee you this shooter is going to be a Democrat, going to be a liberal, okay?
Yeah, but he's
and
a white male,
see,
early 20s, so.
Early 20s, living in mama's basement. There you go, right there, typical. Mental illness runs in the family, I'm sure.
Right.
Probably been in trouble his entire life. Okay. So there's your recipe for a mass shooter. There you go right there.
Right.
All these ingredients that you put in there probably was bullied at school or was a bully. Okay. One of the two.
Right.
Rejected by women, okay, couldn't get a goddamn piece of pussy off a goddamn tree, much less anything real, okay. And there you have people like that. They should lock them up and throw away the key. Because
right.
How are you going to do this? I mean, how are you going to correct this genetic fuck-up? Is it a genetic fuck-up? Possibly. Okay, because normal people don't do that shit. Okay, they don't.
Hey, Gunn, I'm gonna try to call into her show and see what happens. I'm gonna go through my cell phone, see if I can interlink my cell phone with this show, just for the fun of it. What the hell? We only live once, man.
I know it's true. Go for it. For it.
Can you hear me dialing?
Go for it. I hear you talking, but I don't hear no dialing.
You don't hear me dialing? Okay. God damn it. I swear. Don't do drugs, Gunslinger.
No.
I wouldn't think so.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, but look, I heard that. Yeah.
That we complain about love
for can you hear them?
In place right now because they know
yeah.
if they don't continue to maintain their position of power, so they go ahead and cheat in the elections and stuff, then they're going to be a out. They're not going to be
shown
any respect as an equal, independent, self-governing, free person. So you're just asking for more dissension. Because you're basically saying, I'm going to use the government as a weapon to force you into your agenda. And nobody else's agenda matters except this oligarchy of the majority.
I don't know why the fuck that's crackling like that. Can you hear that crackling noise, Gunslinger?
A little bit. Not much. Not too much. I don't hear anyone.
Let me try to recall it.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Get a fair shake.
That's better. Does that sound better?
Their pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
You are now in the host queue.
Everybody else runs roughshod over them, so they're like, screw
you become
that.
You become a fourth-class citizen when you don't do nothing. I tell you what you need to do. Watch Athens, Tennessee, 1946. It's on the YouTube. Watch it.
It sure is. I got the book, The Fighting Bunch. Read it. But look, John Doe, let me tell you this. I understand your resentment voting against your wishes. I feel it all the time. Believe me, I do. But nothing the majority can do can violate your basic rights, privileges, and immunities as a citizen, nor negate your rights under the Bill of Rights. So you have to keep that in mind. Yes, you might not prevail. Your wishes might not prevail on a particular issue. But your basic rights, privileges, immunities will never be abridged under our constitutional system. You just might not get everything
you
want. And you're going to have to accept
Russ
that.
On the line here that I'm going to bring in. Sorry to interrupt, Sarge. But it looks like Ron Rick is trying to call in here. I am bringing him on in.
Good evening.
Hey, Ron.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My show is now linked with yours.
How you doing?
Hi, Ron.
Hey, how you doing? I can't see your chat room now.
It just says your number, and I thought that it would show up, like, differently.
Well,
I'm that
right, but I'm running mine through a mixer board, so I got, you know, I got a little better capability kind of things.
So
like
is
that.
This a simulcast broadcast?
It is now.
Yes, Ron Rick's show is now just in the party.
Uh-oh. Better be on best behavior.
Who do you have on the
workplace
line? I know in your chat room you got Gunslinger and Think for Yourself as it
right.
is in your chat room.
Right.
But who do you got on the line? Are they both on the line as well?
Just Gunslinger.
I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me. Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome, gang.
Jay, can you hear Gunslinger?
Welcome, Ron.
Can you hear
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Can you hear Gun, guys?
Hello.
Can you hear Gunslinger?
Probably not. But I'm called in on your show, Ron.
No, I don't
hear you. I hear you.
Huh.
Time to pull the trigger.
Time to pull the trigger.
Pop off a couple rounds. Let's see if we can hear them.
Yeah, at the price of fucking rounds nowadays. Jesus Christ. I don't understand how they call into the show itself. I did know something, the trick before to do it. I don't know.
There's a little button on your switchboard that looks like the handset for a phone right above where the names is.
Oh, right. Okay, that's right.
And so that's how you can call in that way.
Okay, let me do that.
And then I'd be able to hear everybody that you
okay,
have on.
Okay, let me get out of here and I'll do that. All right?
All
Now, let's see if we can pull it off.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
I'm still here.
And I just, because I just want to understand how that's this, the acts that are passed through Congress, how it is that those can circumvent, you know, parts of the Constitution like the Patriot Act. And you have the January 6ers, you know, that were basically held against their will and then charged with trespass, but were treated inhumanely, according to, you know, their own testimony or interviews that they were granted after they came out of, you know, the hole or whatever you want to call it anyway. But wouldn't that be, I mean, obviously that's, you know, overstepping boundaries there, but would we just, like, erase all those things that, you know, as far as the Patriot Act and the other acts that, you know, basically step on the constitutional guaranteed rights or rights guaranteed under the Constitution? How does that work?
Well,
and I'm genuinely asking. I don't know.
Well, I did notice one thing about the Patriot Act. I noticed they had a sunset provision. Apparently, a lot of legislators were so concerned about many of the aspects of the so-called Patriot Act, they put a sunset provision to ensure its demise in the event that it proved to be so onerous, nobody would want to vote for it again. So I think that tells you all you need to know about the Patriot Act right there. They had just like they had it with the assault weapons ban, they had a reservation about it. They said, this thing probably stinks, and we want to see how it works after 4 or so years. They did the same thing with the Patriot Act, but unfortunately, they renewed the damn thing again. So that's just it. There are aspects of it that are undoubtedly constitutional. There are unconstitutional, rather. There are other aspects of it that are probably barely constitutional, but bad. So I think they should not have renewed it, but that is a matter for legislative discretion and, to some degree, what the Article III Court determined with regard to its constitutionality. In the meantime, we're just kind of stuck with the damn thing.
We're stuck? What do you mean we're stuck with it, man? If people get their, how could you violate somebody's rights? And how could
well, what are we
going to
do about
crimes?
It? You want to have a revolution over it? I mean, right now it's the law. We got agents
What's
of the federal government enacting this stupid thing. What are we going to do about it? We're going to storm the Bastille and let these people out of jail?
What's the Constitution say?
Okay, here's what we ought to do. We ought to be getting with our legislatures and tell them to table a motion on the floor to repeal the damn thing. Legislature can repeal it. It's not required by the Constitution.
Hey,
we get them to repeal this act. It's a statute. It's not even an amendment. The problem
gonna
is getting
the
representatives to vote for the damn thing and then give
I'll
the state head corrupt the crowd in the White House. Who vetoed it?
Okay, yeah.
Do that.
Repeal the
let me kill this show.
Yeah, that was an amendment. That was a constitutional amendment. You know how hard it is to enact an amendment and then repeal it?